This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. and NATO submitted its formal written response to Russia in resolving the Ukraine crisis. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that he was offering Russia a serious diplomatic path forward should Russia choose it. Russia offered a cautious initial response to the written proposals. Moscow's security demands include a pause of NATO's eastward expansion, especially in Ukraine and Georgia, as well as a rollback of NATO troops in Eastern Europe. The U.S. has dismissed those demands as non-starters and demanded that Russia pull back its forces from the border with Ukraine. It has offered dialogue with Moscow on issues including military exercises and transparency, as well as the placement of missiles. Tensions have risen in recent weeks after Russia began amassing large numbers of troops on the Ukraine border, a move Western countries viewed as preparation for a possible invasion. But Russia denies its heavy border presence is related to an invasion. North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles Thursday, according to South Korea, making January the busiest month ever for the North Korean missile launches. In an alert to reporters, South Korea's military said that the North launched what was presumed to be two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast around 8 a.m. local time. So far this month, North Korea has conducted six rounds of missile tests, firing at least 10 missiles into the sea. North Korea's missile frenzy appears at least partly aimed at pressuring the United States and South Korea, which have called for the North to return to nuclear talks. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Wednesday that Afghanistan is hanging by a thread as the organization appealed for a total of $8 billion to scale up humanitarian assistance to more than 22 million Afghans this year. Afghanistan's economy has been in a freefall for months. There is a severe drought, and a brutal winter has descended on the country, exacerbating daily suffering. The Taliban, which seized power nearly 6 months ago, are cut off from billions of dollars of the former government's assets that are frozen abroad as the international community waits to see how they will behave. The UN chief also appealed to the international community to suspend restrictions that are hurting Afghanistan's economy. U.S. media reports say Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, for 27 years a staunch liberal voice on the country's highest court, has decided to retire, handing President Joe Biden his first chance at filling an open seat after former President Donald Trump appointed three conservatives that tipped the court's ideological balance sharply to the right. The 83-year-old Breyer, according to news accounts in Washington, plans to remain on the court through the end of the court's current term in June, or until a replacement is named by Biden and confirmed by the politically divided Senate. Biden said during his run for the presidency he would name the court's first black woman, following his selection of then-Senator Kamala Harris of Jamaican and South Asian descent as his vice president. Well, the U.S. Central Bank signaled Wednesday that it plans to start raising its benchmark interest rate as soon as March and curb its direct financial support for the pandemic-hit American economy. The Federal Reserve has kept its key interest rate near 0% since the coronavirus swept through the United States in March of 2020. The decision helped encourage economic growth and curtailed unemployment, but it also contributed to the biggest surge in consumer prices in four decades. Federal policymakers, after a two-day meeting in Washington, did not say how big the increase might be. Financial analysts have estimated it might be a quarter of a percentage point. And U.S. biotech company Moderna announced Wednesday that it has begun clinical trials of a booster dose of vaccine designed specifically to combat the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.